Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
All right, welcome back, and thank you very much for tuning in. By the way, we are getting into our conversation with Pastor Betty, who is our guest pastor for today. Remember, we did say we talked about church life, and today we're talking about the body matters, why church isn't optional. I hope this is the right thing that we have. Pastor Beatrice, once again, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you, Naya, and thank you to everyone who's listening to us, and I bring greetings to you.
Pastor, I want us to just get into our conversation because I don't want to keep you longer than we are supposed to be talking about. Today we're talking about gifts given, gifts withheld, the stewardship of service. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Lovely, lovely. For those of you who don't know, this is our pastor for the week, and she's helping us with the conversation we're having today. So every believer has been gifted by God, we believe, not for self-promotion, but for the building up of others. Yet many gifts lie dormant, buried under fear, buried under pride, under passivity. What happens when the church is full of consumers instead of contributors? That's our question for today, talking about the stewardship of service, gifts given, gifts withheld. Pastor, what gifts, passions, or skills has God entrusted to you for the sake of others?
Thank you, Naya. You'll be interested to know that I'm a gifted teacher.
Okay. Okay.
I'm gifted in teaching. I've seen a tremendous output in terms of mentorship and counseling.
Right.
So in both areas, I do very well, and I can really say and conclude that this is what the Lord has gifted me with.
Where are you currently serving, and where might you be withholding those gifts? God probably has given you something that you're not actually service, or you putting to service right now. First, tell us, where are you currently serving? And then you can tell us what you may be withholding.
Okay. I'm currently serving in an office that affords me to exercise all the gifts that I've outlined. Teaching, okay. Preaching, mentorship, counseling. And that is the office of the chaplain.
All right.
I'm currently serving as the assistant chaplain at Rosanna University. So I work with young people.
Okay.
I do teach them, I preach, I do mentor them, I do counsel them. And that's a very interesting area at
Okay.
You know.
Okay, okay.
And then when you ask where I could be withholding,
yes.
I don't know really, because I've given myself wholly to all these gifts. I really try by all means, and I make a deliberate effort to make sure that I meet all the gifts, because in one way or the other, they aid to my job description. They also aid to what I'm expected at the end of the day.
Right.
As a worker. So, yeah, but when you talk about withholding, I think sometimes I feel I wanted to bring it maybe in this direction, in this angle, where I tend to withhold mainly in terms of disclosure, confidentiality, because right. my gift and the work that I do entails working with people, listening to their issues, getting to counsel them. They confide in you and all that. So I have to hold a lot of emotions. I have to hold my own personal emotions, my personal hurts, my personal, you know, challenges that I'm going through. I hold them within myself because I don't want them to affect other people. And by the end of the day, sometimes that leads to a whole lot of burden on me, and I may not be able to execute my duties faithfully, because maybe I'm depressed. You know, listening to people who are depressed can also depress you.
Okay. So a lot of us sometimes are withheld from completely serving and serving at very deep levels because of fears, and some of us because of the lies we tell ourselves, some of us because of the lies others tell us, and most worse, in this case, the lies the devil tells us. Tell us about you. What fears or lies keep you from stepping into deeper service?
Well, I think that the first and foremost, one of the biggest fears is I'm not enough. This has really hit me for the longest part of my ministry. I'm not enough. Why? Because you understand, I'm a pastor, I'm a woman. It's not something that has been fully embraced. It's still something that is under discussion. In some places, actually, this discussion is not welcomed. So then that leaves an impression in me to say I'm not enough. I'm inadequate. So sometimes I begin to doubt the calling of although that is because of the external factors that come in and all that. But that is one fear that limit in terms of executing or showcasing the gift that God has given me. And sometimes I also get to a point where I begin to compare myself with others, thinking that others are better equipped than me, you know. And that big discouragement and in others, well, it may also breed envy. I wish I was like so and so or gifted like so and so because you think others are better equipped than you.
So how do you discern the difference between burnout and obedience?
Lovely. Working in ministry and I think yeah that's a very good question. Work burnout and obedience. I think one has to do with the depletion of the spirit and energy, and while the other, I view it to have to do with devotion and surrender of the will. So burnout, maybe in terms of ministry, in terms of the gifts that we're talking about, let me put it in this way. I would define it as a state of spiritual or your emotion or your physical exhaustion. Where serving in ministry or your devotion to ministry feels overwhelming, you feel joyless, you are drained, and then it often causes you to be overcommitted without rest or renewal. And you understand that for you to be committed and to really measure up, you need the rest, you need the renewal in terms of ministry. And at the same time, I would also define obedience as the willing submission to God, I mean, God's will. In the spiritual authority or any religious teachings expressed through faith, service, and discipline, even when it requires personal sacrifice, you can easily sacrifice. But with burnout, you are sacrificing, you are committing yourself overly without that rest, without that renewal. So the exhaustion is too much. You're just doing it for the sake of meeting the standard, but you're overwhelmed. Yeah, I think that's how I can discern burnout and obedience, of which I would say my encouragement is one needs to check out on this so that you don't get into burnout when you think you're being obedient. There's a difference there. You're killing yourself for the sake of ministry or for the sake of using your talents or your gifts, but they will not be appreciated because by the end of the day, it's you who gets to be depreciated. It's you who be affected, and your services will not be appreciated much because they will not have impact. They will not have meaning. You have not given them fully. It's not out of obedience. It's out of overcommitment that will not really meet the demands and the needs of the people.
Final question, Pastor Beatrice. What would it look like to offer your gifts without needing recognition or needing control for that matter?
That's an interesting question because each time, I mean, in ministry, I've seen it in ministry, I've seen it in the churches, I've seen it everywhere where everyone is offering their services. They want to be recognized. People want to be recognized. We want to be recognized. But since it's service, I think offering your services or your gifts without needing the recognition would look like more like an offering than performance. I'm giving an offering. I don't want people to applaud or to see what I'm doing, but I'm going to offer the service. I think it would be more like serving from a place of humility, a place of love, a place of surrender, where the focus is just entirely on God and perhaps the well-being of the people that you are serving, others rather than on personal validation.
And
He
whether they
wants to be
see it or
known
not,
more.
whether they appreciate you or not.
Yes.
Wow.
So in practice, I can give an example. In practice, this will look like maybe, let me say, a pastor, because I'm a pastor,
Right.
a pastor who cleans the church after the service and expects no one to know. Or a leader who steps back and let others preach, let others sing, let others teach, and rejoices in their growth rather than feeling threatened. So you motivate and you empower others to even do better than you, and you're not threatened by it. I think to
Absolutely.
me, that would look like it.
Okay.
Offering your services, offering your gifts without needing recognized or to be in control.
I think you're absolutely correct. I think that's exactly how it's supposed to look like. Pastor Beatrice, thank you once more for your time. Looking forward to each and every day. Your perspectives are invaluable and would not want to lose these moments of learning from you. May God bless you. Until tomorrow, have a wonderful day, Pastor.
Thank you, Maya. Thank you.
Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.